Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
The summer holidays are only around the corner, and like me, you might be looking for ideas of what to do with the kids. And my next guest has something for you. It is Ireland's family-focused music and arts festival. It's called Kaleidoscope. It's actually back this year at the Historical Grounds in Blessington in County Wicklow. It's on from the 24th to the 26th of June. It has a really impressive lineup, and Circa is on the line to tell us more. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on to tell you and your listeners all about our beautiful Gentle Festival. So I'll launch right in.
Kaleidoscope
is Ireland's first camping festival that's been created specifically for families. So as you said, it's taking place from the 24th to the 26th of June at the stunningly beautiful Rusper House. And the reason that we've chosen that weekend is that school is out for the summer that week, that Friday. So kids can literally go from classroom to campsite. And we just think it's a really epic way for any family to kick off, you know, summer 2022. It's very much the little sister to Electric Picnic. So, you know, it is that full music and arts festival experience. You have that great juxtaposition of the big main stage music acts and the intimate arts experiences. But in the case of Kaleidoscope, you know, the programme is created specifically with that kind of family unit, you know, experiencing it together in mind. And the whole experience, we really keep at the centre of every decision the needs of that family unit.
OK, so tell us about the acts. Who have you got playing?
Great. Well, so on those kind of big music stages, we have those full family favourites like The Divine Comedy, Deck Pierce's Block Rockin' Beats. We have King Kong Company. We have Camille O'Sullivan, Dublin Gospel Choir, and many, many more. And in fact, we've just announced the return of the Kaleidoscope Choir. So that's where the families get the opportunity to rehearse with the Dublin Gospel Choir. And then the Dublin Gospel Choir actually bring those families up onto the stage to perform two songs with them. So they go up on that main stage at a full music and arts festival, which is a really special and brilliant experience for them. Then down on the kind of the smaller, the more intimate art stages, we've got everything from, you know, baby raves with DJ Will Softly. We've got Mark the Science Guy doing his incredibly kind of entertaining but also really educational science shows. You know, we've laughter yoga with Louise Birchill. We've making a miniature theatre with the National Gallery of Ireland. Fighting Words Are Back, that's Roddy Doyle's brilliant organisation. They're doing a thing called Interviewing Rock Stars, and that's where we bring, they work with the kids on their interview skills. So how to interview a rock star, really, journalism skills, I guess. And we bring one of the main stage acts then down to the tent that they do their workshop in, and the kids get up and they interview the rock stars. And it's absolutely hilarious because they get away with so much more than an adult would. And it's just a really lovely format. So it's all that, you know, that is really what we're trying to do with Kaleidoscope, make everything as participative as possible, you know, get the kids involved with absolutely everything. So they're experiencing, you know, they're getting to see all of the different opportunities that are out there. You know, Cartoon Saloon are there doing animation workshops. So they're getting to see that that's the potential future. There are illustration workshops, there's science, we've got workshops, you know, we've got, you know, really touching on kind of everything that could be a future opportunity for these kids and these families.
Circa, can I ask you, and we're focused on the kids here, but this is a whole family event.
Whole family.
I mean, you also focus on parents and grandparents. It's for everyone, right? It's a real family-friendly festival.
You've absolutely hit the nail on the head, and that is what we're all about. So it's about the family enjoying that all together. So as well as these areas that are specifically for those younger kids, we also have all these areas that are about the full family. So probably one of my favourite moments in 2019 was watching a workshop by the Javanese Gamelan Orchestra, the National Concert Hall's Javanese Gamelan. And I watched a dad and a son who were taking part in the workshop together. And the dad was on the offbeat and clearly really struggling and you know, sweating to try and stay on that offbeat. And the kid was on the onbeat and he was sweating for his dad, you know. And they were just kind of, you could see them really connecting, and they had such a laugh afterwards. And so all of that programming throughout the site that is really geared towards, you know, the full family enjoying it together. And then, you know, you also have the main stage acts where you get to watch all of those mate, like the King Kong Company, the full family rocking out to that together. It is fantastic. There are morning runs, you know, there's the full family morning run, there's yoga on the front lawn, you know, you have you know, absolutely oodles of things for the full family to enjoy together. And I suppose worth knowing is that we have an entertainment curfew at 11 o'clock in the evening. So while some go to bed even earlier because, you know, it's all ages.
Small kids, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone is in bed by 11. So, and that's because they're up from 7 in the morning. Sometimes some of them are even up from 6 in the morning. So, you know, everyone gets up and they have a clear head and they go and they do their morning activities, and then they kind of maybe, you know, enjoy some of the classical music on the front lawn stage, or, you know, all of these different things, or they do some adventure sports, and then the bigger stages start to open, or they go to the workshops, you know. So there's just really this full kind of day, weekend, but I mean, it kind of brings you through all the different energies of the day, rather than just straight into kind of a music space.
Okay, I have to ask you, because the idea of bringing children to a weekend festival is daunting for me. So I need to ask you tips. Give us some tips and tricks for people just to put their minds at ease in general for festivals like this. Like, what is essential to pack?
Yeah, oh, brilliant. Well, I would say plenty of sunscreen, sun hats, refillable water bottles, all that sort of thing. But I would also say, if you forget something, don't worry, because it's really hard to pack with families. You have to just bring so much stuff, you end up bringing the kitchen sink. Mm. We have a 24-hour on-site shop there, and it's got everything from nappies to milk to baby bottles to toothbrushes. You know, it's literally got it all. And you can go there at 4 o'clock in the morning if you need to, you know, because kids do wake up and things happen, you know. What I would say, the one thing that we can't sell on-site, and we do have a medical tent with doctors and healthcare staff and all that kind of stuff with scrapes and maybe granny gets a bit too much in the dance floor and has to go in and have a rest, but what we can't sell is like things like Calpol and Nurofen and other medicines. So if you need things like that, I would definitely be bringing Calpol and Nurofen just to have it in hand in case I need it. Mm-hmm. I would say I definitely feel in my bones that the weather is going to be great. My mother's been telling me that the frogs are spawning deep this year, which is a good sign, but you still, I would suggest, it is Ireland, so you know, bring all the weather gear, bring the raincoats, wellies and layers. If you don't want to pitch a tent, which a lot of people don't, Pink Moon are on hand. You can access them by going onto our website, kaleidoscopefestival.ie, and get through to Pink Moon and book in, and they will erect a tent for you, so you can arrive and the tent will be there and the all the different bits and pieces that you can book with them. I would also say I'd really like to let new mums and dads know, those with the very small babies. When we set this up in 2019 first, I'd just been through that experience myself, and so we were really laser focused on making sure that those parents could come and weren't excluded, because you really have to bring a lot of stuff, when they're that small. So we have the Babazone baby care tent in the campsite, and that's equipped with everything that the new parent needs, you know, from sterilizers to bottle warmers to microwaves, refrigerators in case you want to put some food in there, or, you know, refrigerate breast milk or whatever you want to do. And there's also a sitting room area. So while everyone's very, new mums are absolutely welcome to breastfeed or pump anywhere on site, obviously, some just do like a little bit of privacy. So we've got that little kind of sitting room space where they can go into as well.
Jesus, you've taught of everything, Circa.
We're all parents.
I have to ask you as well, because we were talking about it yesterday, losing your kids. Any tips on how not to lose them at a festival?
You know, it's a really fair question, because they do wander off. They do. And we did find that in 2019 now. And it's not that they lost, it's just that they've wandered off, you know. We've partnered up with Funwatch, actually, and we've built two huge 30-foot kaleidoscope characters. They're really colourful and really beautiful. One will go on either side of the house in the two kind of bigger entertainment areas, so you can always see it wherever you are. And those will be the meeting points. And what we'll be telling parents is to kind of talk to your kids and say that, you know, if you wander off, this is where we'll meet you. So that's one thing. And then also the parents will be given wristbands that they can put, the parents can write their mobile numbers on. So with that, and then with all of our stewards and Garda Síochána on site and all of those things, and it's a really safe and gentle space anyway, with all of those things combined, you know, we'll really minimise that stress on parents and children when that kind of little bit of wandering off.
I'm getting loads of texts in already to 51552. How much are the tickets and where can we get them?
Yeah, so tickets are at ticketmaster.ie. For a family of four to camp for the whole weekend and the entire experience that goes with that is just €249, which is a very affordable price at a time when families really do need that affordable price. And if you only want to dip your toe in and try it out for a day, then we've put a limited number of day tickets on sale today. And they are, I think it's €130 for a family of four, which works out at about €33.30 per person. So again, you know, a very affordable ticket price. So ticketmaster.ie for those.
Circa, do I have a family ticket of four with camping to give away on the show today?
You most certainly do, yes.
Oh,
yes,
my God, this is so exciting. I think you're going to have it. I think that it's going to explode the text machine because you're doing this. So first of all, thank you so much for doing this, because it's not an easy thing to put together. It's absolutely amazing. It's a great, great festival. And all you guys have to do is text FESTIVAL right now to 51552 for a chance to win. I'm going to pick one of you guys at random and give you that family ticket for 4 week camping. You're going to get it and you get to go to this amazing festival. Circuit, thank you so much for coming on and speaking with us this morning. I'll see you down there.
Brilliant. Yay.
Definitely. And best of luck with everything. And thanks for telling us all about this amazing festival. There we go. That was Circa O'Reilly, parent and organiser of Kaleidoscope, which is taking place at Rushborough House, Blessington in County Wicklow from the 24th of June to the 26th of June.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.